This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the wake of an airstrike, Iraq's parliament passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to the Islamic State group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were 5-6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
Meanwhile, world leaders continue to urge calm on both sides, and there are several analysts who do not think war is inevitable. More from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely, despite the angry rhetoric.
There's no appetite for war in the United States, but at the same time, the United States became convinced that if they did nothing in response to the constant attacks on U.S. diplomats and U.S. contractors, that they would only continue. So there really doesn't seem to be much sense that there is going to be an imminent military conflict.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions on Iraq. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's energy minister said on Tuesday that it is too early to determine whether or not Iran is on the path towards building a nuclear weapon after it announced it would abandon limitations on enriching uranium. One Israel radio minister said that it's too early to say when asked if Iran was on the way towards constructing an atomic bomb. Later said that we have to wait and see. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says that he is prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate, and if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Venezuela, the socialist lawmaker Luis Pero was installed as chief of the legislature after Congress was seized and the opposition leader blocked from entering. The swearing-in has been called a parliamentary coup and condemned by dozens of governments around the world. Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, Venezuela's ruling socialists seized Congress and handed the leadership to their own lawmaker, Luis Parra. The move is a gambit to cement President Nicolas Maduro's hold on power and sidelines the man whose staked arrival claimed to the presidency, Juan Guaido. Guaido served as opposition leader, but this move takes away the job that lets him challenge Maduro. On Sunday, Guaido was blocked from entering the building. Troops stopped him with riot shields and force. Guaido is recognized by more than 50 countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. While Maduro is widely unpopular, but has clung to power with military support.
Boeing is going to have to fix a wiring problem in addition to its flight software system before its 737 MAX jets will be allowed to fly again. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains why.
The wiring issue came to light after the Federal Aviation Administration asked Boeing to audit key systems on the MAX jet after the two deadly crashes involving new software and faulty sensors. Boeing discovered bundles of electrical wiring too close together, which could increase the chances of a short circuit that could cause pilots to lose control of their aircraft. Boeing says it's working with the FAA on whether it needs to make a design change or if circuit breakers and other safeguards can prevent a short circuit. Boeing also says it's finished the changes to the flight software system to prevent the type of failures that occurred before the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.